Welcome to The Cult Charm, your campy, irreverent source for retro fun. We love 80s horror, comedy and sci-fi. We also love talking about these great films. Sometimes we stay on topic, other times not so much. So pop in a VHS tape, adjust the tracking, and join in on the conversation.
How'd I get here?
Look at this.
Who am I? What's going on?
I need two to really get the full effect here. Is it blowing your mind?
We're having a rave tonight on the Cult Show.
There's different settings. This goes perfectly with tonight's movie, Backcountry.
Because
not related at all.
So it goes perfectly.
That's just a piece of foam. That's just a goddamn piece of foam. Welcome to the Cult Show. Tonight's
Hello.
Movie is Backcountry. We are the Cult Show. Happy TTBD day to everyone else that celebrates. I've been celebrating. Love it. Chef's kiss.
Neil, look on Neil's face.
Neil, get there.
TTBD?
TTPD.
PD. TTPD. Okay.
Tortured Poets Department.
Okay. Is that? Oh, it must be Taylor Swift thing. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I got there.
Come around.
I got
to
there.
It. Who moved your rock? Put you back under
Seriously,
you.
Put me back.
Godzilla.
I did not ask for this. I don't want to be out.
I want to be a single-celled organism.
Get off my lawn while you're at it. That's all I know. Anyway. What are we doing?
Horror movies.
Talking movies. Having fun.
You guys want a real treat? Look at our Instagram stories after the show tonight. You'll get your money's worth. Let me put it that way.
It's not posted yet.
Yeah, so. After the show. We'll just keep it running every day, just post it again in the stories. All right, everybody, cheers.
Cheers, everyone. Yeah.
I've got a lot to talk about. So I found myself with an evening free. Which
really?
Never happens, ever. And so I got to watch like a couple of movies. So producer Scott has a concerned look on his face, which makes me, can like people hear us?
Yeah.
Are we broadcasting? Is that my camera? So first.
Touch your microphone?
No! I have not touched my microphone.
It's just, you're so quiet on the screen now.
Should I like just get really close to it?
I can move it if you need me to.
His point, I think maybe down a little.
Down a little?
Down
okay.
a little?
You keep talking.
Fine until after the...
Is that better? Does it sound better? Did I get it in?
Sure.
Does it sound good?
Come in Fiji. Hello, Fiji.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, that's fine. Nobody needs to hear me anyway. Nobody gives a fuck. I have to tell you, I'm sorry, but producer Scott and I do think it was the best WrestleMania ever. On period. No cap, as the kids say.
Pretty good.
The best... WrestleMania ever.
Are you saying better than like when Hulk
better
wrestled
better.
With
yep.
Andre? Yeah. Yeah.
The
wow.
the immovable force or the unstoppable force of the immovable object? Better. Better.
TTPD?
TTPD. So I watched two movies in one evening. I watched Baghead on Shudder, and I saw that title, and I was like, what the fuck is a baghead? And, like, because I love Sackhead Jason.
Right. Correct.
And I was like, is this, like, Sackhead Jason's movie that I've been waiting for? So many of us have been waiting for?
His origin story that we already know about?
Or, like, it's just the rest of the franchise sped up, but, like, with the bag.
Okay.
It's not.
Ah.
So it's a British film, and it is findable on Shudder, and I had such a good goddamn time watching it.
Okay.
So is it going to, like, wreck your, you know, it's like going to blow your mind? Probably not.
Okay.
It's a little folksy.
Oh, you like those?
Yeah, which is, like, very much in my wheelhouse.
Yep.
So Baghead. So you'd seen that.
I had, yes.
And yeah, I watched the trailer for it and I was like, oh, I get it. I get what we're doing.
Mm.
And then I also watched on Shudder under my favorite, my home away from home, the new French extremity section. I watched Evolution, which I had not watched before.
Don't know it.
Wild film. Wild little film. It's very interesting. It's give you a vague premise. There are these boys, and they live on an island, like off the coast of France. Obviously, it's a French film. Or it might be off the coast of Spain. I don't know. We're over there.
They're
we're
close. In Europe. They touch.
But they touch. We're in Europe. And they have moms, and it's just these boys and their moms on the whole island.
Okay.
And it's like...
If it's French, things could go really wrong with that.
Yes. But not probably in the way you're thinking.
Oh, okay.
But there's like, it's like beautiful ocean, lots of beautiful ocean images and the sound of the sea. And I read an article with the director, the lady who directed the movie. Sorry, she's not coming to my mind right now. I'm not great with names. But and she said the movie is not so much about like the plot and what happens. It's about the way it makes you feel and the sensations. And I was really like, I don't think I've ever watched a movie where the filmmaker said, you know, it's not about the plot. It's not about what's happening on screen. It's like, I want you to feel. I just want you to like feel your feelings.
Huh.
And I was like, that's wild. Is she allowed to do that? Is this legal? Is this street legal to tell people just to feel it?
Right, to feel it.
But you know what?
Okay.
I dug it.
All right. Did you feel it?
Oh, I felt it. Yeah. That's all. The end. Good night, everyone. Sandra's out. Peace out. Thank you, producer Scott. Who's next?
Well, generally that's me, so okay.
Take it.
So I watched the new Roadhouse.
Oh yeah.
Over on
the Gyllenhaal.
The old Prime there.
I haven't watched it. My beloved Postie's in it.
He is, yeah. Almost blink and you miss him. But
okay.
You know what? If you like the original and you're not, like, attached to Nothing Can Be Remade, it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, Conor McGregor in this is a hoot.
Conor McGregor's in it?
Yes.
Does he do a lot of fighting?
He does some fighting. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway. It's fun.
I saw a headline that was like, just skip it and watch the original.
You had
a good time.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
So my son, as you know, you guys know him as Wyatt. He watched it.
And actually, asked Wyatt's not his real name.
He loved it.
He loved it.
There you go.
That's
have you
the
seen
audience.
The original?
No.
Okay.
And he keeps trying to get me to watch it.
You're like, well, no.
So and I keep telling him, watch the original. Grow up.
It's not like the original is a great movie, though. I mean, right. It's goofy.
Yes.
Know? Right. This is just a new version of it being goofy.
This is just probably a bigger budget, but still very goofy.
About $10 more?
Yeah, $10 more. There you go. Also on Prime, I started the Fallout, the TV show.
Oh, Fallout, yeah.
Yes.
Never played the game, didn't even know it was a game, but I'm having fun
enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott, were you a Fallout fan? Not a Fallout fan, never played.
Okay.
Walton Goggins, right?
Yes.
Oh, you just don't like it.
I'm not a big fan of the game, though.
Okay. Oh, I love it. I love it. Hot takes. We love Walter Goggins.
Yeah.
Yep.
Walton Goggins. I always want to say Groggins, but.
Walton Goggins.
Goggins.
Yeah.
Cloggins.
Where's
the Waltons?
Clogs and.
The Waltons on clogs? I think we got it.
You got it.
And then also, I saw Abigail, and that's a lot of fun. Yeah. That's fun little, like, you know, horror.
Romp.
Comedy,
yeah.
Romp, you know.
A lot of fun.
Tons of blood.
Did you like Ready or Not?
Loved Ready or Not.
Yeah, me too. So, and that's the same Ready folks. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Same, very much.
Radio Silence.
Excuse the pun, same vein. But,
so. Did you see Abigail?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was fun. A lot of fun.
You're like, fucking hated it.
No. Not at all.
So funny.
It was a lot of fun. Yep. I thought I had a good time with it.
Yep. Did you clap your little hands?
My little hands, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't bring those. I have my big hands right now, but my little ones, yes. It was great.
Right on.
That's it.
That's enough.
You know what I saw?
What'd you see?
I saw Lisa Frankenstein.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, what'd yes. So I liked it overall.
It's okay.
Yeah, it was. It felt a little. What's the right word for it? Rushed in certain parts or dare I say amateurish? Like there was something about not finished or I don't know if it was an editing thing, a script thing.
Didn't feel complete?
But it did. But there's just certain parts where it just didn't gel to me or didn't make any sense. Like
okay.
she
continuity?
Sees the guy. Not so much continuity. Well, you know, it technically could almost be called that because, like, she originally, the dead guy comes back and is like, goes to her home and she's like, oh, freaking out and running around, like, because she doesn't realize what's going on. And all of a sudden, then she just, like, stops and sits down next to him, basically. And I was like, oh, no, 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 no. I'm like, wait a minute. Did you realize who he was, but you just didn't let the audience know you know who he is? And that wasn't it, because then later on, she's like, oh, my God, you're this guy? You know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, why all of a sudden, why are you screaming afraid of your life? And then you suddenly decide you're not anymore. Without like letting us know, oh, I don't, he's not going to hurt me, you know, that kind of thing.
So it's like, it's interesting, because like, I haven't seen it yet.
I loved it.
Yeah, and so I'm interested to see where I fall, because we said it before on the show. It's a bad sign when you're kind of confused about a movie, like things that shouldn't be confusing. That could be a red flag, because you're like, wait, this should be simple. This shouldn't be like, why am I having to overthink this?
Right.
And I think that's the problem. You're overthinking a silly little PG-13.
That's your problem, you know. Neil.
That could be my problem. And believe me, I went into it like wanting, like I was really excited to finally watch it.
Yeah.
I think that's probably it.
So, and you know, because I've been looking forward to it. Cause obviously, I love the 80s soundtrack and the colors. Like, it's got the color palette I think you will quite enjoy.
Aesthetically, I'm sure I will be pleased.
It's just there's a few things of it. I'm just not sure why, for me, where the issue was. But overall, I did enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate your take.
Nice. So, trailer for Maxine. Have you all watched it?
Fuck yeah.
I haven't seen
the other ones yet. So,
X. Okay. So, I keep like stopping on X on, I think it's on Netflix right now. Yeah. And just,
you gotta watch it. Reason, like,
you know, either I don't have an hour and 40 or I, you know.
I am over the moon excited for Maxine. We love her. We're rooting for her.
We are.
It's 1985, The Night Stalker. I wonder if it's, you know.
Yep. There's it's pretty like a cool. Tie-in. Much bigger cast.
She's trying to break into mainstream films with a horror film.
Yeah.
Get away from the adult industry. She wants to be a fucking star. She's Maxine.
Exactly.
It's Maxine fucking Mink.
Maxine, man. So it looks good. We'll see what happens, but expecting good things. And Zeno is noticing.
Yes, Zeno. I am wearing my Standish and Hickey campground shirt that Scott and Sandra got for me. For my,
it's an important part of Caleb's origin story.
Absolutely. It is.
Located very close to a good place where we eat sandwiches, right? Or whatever it was we got from there.
We went there.
Yeah.
As the people.
What else? I returned from CinemaCon. I was in Vegas last week at CinemaCon.
Yes, we're done from CinemaCon.
So trumpets were playing for me.
Yeah, hold on. Thank you. Let me get the fanfare. There it goes.
So I wanted to just bring up a couple of quick things that
I
saw.
Should you speak into the mic?
So I apologize, and we talk louder for those who did not hear me. Let's see. Warner Brothers had the best slate overall, I would say. It was every title that they presented was a strong title. Of those was The Watchers, right?
Which I got to talk to you about The Watchers. That's a book.
That's right. So now that was originally whom? Okay, there's a movie. I got confused at first. I was thinking, like, isn't it like a Dean Koontz book or something? But I think I'm confusing that with something else, like The Believers, or was there something else called The Watchers? Anyway,
Watcher in the Woods.
But this was a book.
Yeah.
And then
we reviewed it.
Oh, did you do it? Okay.
We fucking loved it.
Cool.
Yeah.
M. Night's daughter has made the movie.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see her film. Yeah.
Which is funny because both her and her father
have films out.
But hers looks way better. Way better than his.
Yeah.
So The Watchers looks really cool and interesting. His, I'm not sure.
Can we talk about his real quick?
Sure.
Trap.
Yes.
I kept getting like,
which his daughter is in.
Yeah. I kept getting targeted, you know, ads to watch it, and I was like, I don't know if I want to see a trailer, you know, for an M Night. You kind of don't want to. And I kind of accidentally watched the trailer this morning. It's got Josh Hartnett in it, who I've known from the '90s, my teen bop magazines and stuff, and they give away the whole fucking thing in the trailer.
So they showed us the thing.
Yeah. And
so that's why I'm wondering, did they? Because there's got to be something more, right? Because
I think that's what everyone is thinking.
Okay.
Right. But it's kind of like, I'm a little worried it might backfire, because that's kind of like how I'm feeling. Like, well, where's the fun if there's already a big piece? We won't spoil it, like, if you haven't seen it, but don't watch the trailer, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay, so Mark Business True says Dean Koontz Watchers. So I'm not crazy. There was
It's just based on a different
book. Different book, okay. Because for a minute there, I was like, they're remaking that again?
Scott, can you look up, is it AM Shine? that wrote our watchers that we're thinking of?
Your watchers.
My watchers.
Mickey 17, also Warner Brothers.
A.M. Shine.
Thank cool. You. That is the guy from Parasite. I'm forgetting his name all of a sudden.
Oh, we
the
love
Korean,
him.
Korean
yeah.
director.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Boone, he's in there, I think. So bad anyway, times. This looks really cool. It's
this is Mickey 17?
Mickey 17. Okay. It is the guy who plays Batman now.
Robert Pattinson.
Edward Cullen.
It is Michael Keaton. And what they are doing now, it is Pattinson. And it's basically the story of, like, they're cloning this guy because they're trying to figure out how to do something with people. They cannot be affected by a certain thing. And it happens in space. And when it fails, they kill the clone and they move on to the next clone. So it's like, really weird. But at the same time, it looks, like, almost funny because there's Mickey 17, the 17th version, doesn't die. And then the 18th one comes along.
Yeah.
And they're, like, kind of, like, sparring with each other, like, trying to get the other one to kill, it looks like,
or maybe a little dark humor.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It looks pretty cool though. Pretty interesting.
Ooh, okay.
There's a Superman, the Christopher Reeve story documentary coming out. They showed that's gonna make y'all cry. That's all I gotta say. I just watched like a little bit they showed, and I was like, oh Jesus Christ, this is gonna make me cry. So okay. Be prepared for that when it comes out soon. Cheers. And then of course, Beetlejuice. That looks awesome. Regardless of whatever you're thinking, we're all a little
happy,
nervous.
Though. Yeah.
But what they showed looked great. The whole cast is there. They're all excited about it. So still on board with that. Deadpool and Wolverine. Holy crap, that looks really, really good.
Yes, it does.
I mean, the stuff they showed, Ryan Reynolds is just like top of game. It is like, I mean, it is so, God, no, meta is not the right word, but he addresses the camera so much.
Breaks
the fourth wall, talks so much crap about Disney and the MCU and all this stuff. I mean, it's absolutely hysterical. I mean, and just the way he goes into the whole thing with the little bit they showed us. So
yeah.
I think that's going to be one of the biggest films of the summer for sure. And it's rated R. Alien Romulus looks dope.
Of course.
And that's all I want to bring up for right now. I think. Yeah. So that's what I was doing last week. What do you guys say?
You know, Scott and I we're trying to get caught up with the Planet of the Apes movies, the new ones. Uh-huh. Because the next one is coming out next month.
Yes.
Yeah.
May.
What's the second one called?
Kingdom of the
Dawn
Rise?
Of the Planet.
Rise of the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
It gets really confusing. We watched the second one and we really liked it. And I cried a lot again. I cry in these fucking apes movies. They have a chokehold on my heart. I don't like seeing the apes in distress. I don't like seeing them, like, have to go through these horrible things. I don't like seeing them with guns.
Sam, I am.
Yeah. And a tank. That was traumatizing. But... we're enjoying these films. We're so excited to watch the third ape, and then next month, the fourth ape. Close Encounters of the Fourth Ape Kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. I just forgot that.
Okay.
That's important.
I would like to remind the people out there and in here, of course, about the cult film series. May 2nd, Dawn of the Dead, the original Dawn of the Dead, 45th anniversary of the North American release coming up. That is playing with Night of the Living Dead, May 2nd.
It's a no-brainer.
That, absolutely. Even I could understand joke. That one. Yeah. It's a zombie joke.
But you got to see those. I mean, hello.
Yeah. And then on the 16th, a film we just spoke about, Road Games, playing with Duel, the Steven Spielberg. Originally was a TV short or movie, whatever you call them. And then they liked it so much they made it into a film.
Hitting the open road.
That's right. So nice, come nice, check us out nice. In Santa Rosa.
Now, before we get to the film review, we have another giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Let's let Caleb
address that.
So basically, same as last time, we've gotten a couple things from our good friends over at Universal. And this time we have a Abigail shirt.
This is a tote. Children can be such monsters. That's really cute. And here's the shirt. The shirt is a size large. It is very soft in material. Features the titular Abigail.
Abigail in her ballet tutu.
Looks so sickening.
So, yeah, we will have links.
You're showing how to use a tote bag?
Modeling, yes.
In the show starting tonight.
Tonight at 8:30.
Tonight at 8:30. And then I will be posting probably daily on our Instagram account. So
how do you enter?
Over there. Just click on the link and
the same picture over and over again.
With the same picture over and over again, because that's all I got.
Click, you go to, is it in the story? Is that where it is?
It'll be in the story, and then I will do a static post directing you to some other
Abigail.
Things.
So. And we are asking this time for you to tell us what your favorite vampire movie is. So in order to enter.
So you got to work for it.
Got to work.
Right.
You also get some of my hair.
What?
Stuck in the shirt.
That's priceless now.
Can we all do that?
So and, they, we can clone her.
We're so all, they can clone all of us.
Yeah.
So we can be the Mickeys. I'm so excited for this movie. I would be so proud to wear this shirt and this tote bag to go watch it. So you should enter it so you can do that.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And as Neil and I said, it's a fun movie.
Good.
Very fun.
It's a hoot.
It's a hoot. Oh, don't forget, by the way, everyone, we have a live studio audience here. Should you ever want to come watch us live and bring us dinner whilst doing so, email info@thecultshow.com and we will arrange that with you. So
maybe you got to pass the screen.
Depends what you're bringing. Yeah.
Yeah. There's some questions. You weirdo, but not in a good way. You can't come in here. Like the guy that was out front today.
Right.
You can't, you wouldn't let that guy in here.
I know. My poor dad. Anyway.
It's Neil's dad. Okay. Can I have the Jake bumper?
Okay, real quick before we go, Jake's story. So Jake, my cat Jake, in the bumper, he invented this new game. I think we're calling it Toilet Tag. So what happens is my downstairs bathroom, as you guys know, there's a hallway in front of it. So I was, a couple days ago, I was on the toilet sending a fax, as one does. And I had the door closed, of course, because that's what you do when you're in the bathroom.
Sending a fax.
Not me.
So anyway, I'm on the toilet, and all of a sudden I hear scratching at the door.
As cats do.
So I open the door, and Jake goes, and he like runs off down the hallway. So I close the door, and then all of a sudden I hear scratching again. I open the door, and he makes the same noise, and he runs back away. Four or five times he did this.
Jake!
So I'm like, is this a new game, Jake, we're going to play now? Whenever I use the downstairs bathroom, I'm going to start playing. So I'm not sure what we're calling it exactly, but it was a lot of fun.
Bathroom tag works.
Yeah. Silly boy.
I had a lot of fun.
Jake had a lot of fun.
I was amusing while I was...
You should do it to him in the litter box.
Doing what you got to do. I should do it to him in the litter box.
Scratch, and run away.
Scratch it.
He'd be like, you took it too far. No.
Stupid human.
Speaking of humans.
Speaking of them.
Let's talk about the film Backcountry. Rated R from 2014. The year of our Lord, 2014. Written and directed by Adam McDonald. Adam McDonald did another film that I love very much called Pie Whacked. I don't know if I'm ever going to pick it for our show, but God, I love Pie Whacked. Member of our studio audience is about to be stuck outside. So this is the story based off of a true event with a little difference. Maybe we'll talk about that. But an urban couple... goes camping in the woods and finds themselves lost in the territory of a predatory black bear. So one of the things that's fun about this movie is if there's some, like, the cover, you can kind of see the bear on it, but it's kind of fun to go in a little more blind, too late now because we're reviewing it, but because it's a little bit of a red herring that you think might be coming, but it doesn't happen. So I picked this movie. I'd seen it back in probably 2014-ish when it came out. And I think, did I talk about this on like our Man versus Nature episode a long time ago? I may have done.
It's possible.
It's very possible. Jake. Yeah.
Yeah, you needed to come prepared.
It occurred to me. I was like, I don't know if I did or not. But
it was a long time
ago. So then recently, I've been seeing on social media, people have been talking about this movie again. It's kind of like a whole new group of people have been watching it and talking about it. And I was like, hey, I know her. I know that movie. And I would like us to be a part of the conversation because I seen it back then. So, things I like about this movie. Obviously, I like it because I wanted to talk about it and share it with our community. I think the movie has a lot of really cool shots and cinematography. I love kind of like indie films, indie horror. It's got a little bit of that hidden gem feeling to it. I love nature horror movies and stories of survival in general. I really like Jen. I think she's a badass, and I like, spoiler, I like how she fights to the end and makes it. One thing I love about like nature horror movies is like you have like this beautiful setting, you have like these beautiful things to behold, but there's also all these horrifying actions happening at the same time. Bear attacks do happen. They're not crazy frequent, but I believe they're more frequent in Canada where this takes place. But, you know, just be nice to bears.
What's the bear to people ratio in Canada versus?
What is their ratio?
Well, that's the problem. The Canadians are too nice to the bears.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
So be mean to bears. No, and this is actually kind of timely because they tip their Mountie happy meal.
A good day to you, bear.
M'lady bear. No, this is timely because I think it was today or yesterday in the news. In, I think it was North Carolina, near an apartment complex, there was some baby black bears. And the stupid fucking people were picking them up and taking pictures.
Picked it up out of a tree. Take a selfie.
Yeah, one of them, and they dropped the bear and they hurt the bear. So now they have to take in the baby and rehabilitate it and try to re-release it. But it's like, doesn't everybody know that, like, with bears, the fucking mom is nearby? Yeah. Like, so, I don't know. It never ceases to amaze us, I guess, when people do these stupid things. But it's like, you know, normally I'm not always in favor of movies that, like, paint animals in, like, a super predatory way. But this really happened, and bear attacks do happen.
They do. Hell
so
yeah.
So you need to be prepared.
There's that one that the guy who studied bears, it's on film.
Grizzly Man.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, that was why I brought it back around, as I said, hey, Cold Show can be a part of this conversation, too.
It's time that we protect lives and tell people, right. Don't take a baby bear out of a tree.
Or a bison, or anything.
Just leave them alone.
Leave them the fuck
Haven't
alone.
You learned anything from, like, just life, but also movies?
Like, would you take somebody's kid? Come on.
Yeah, I think they would.
So someone else.
Yeah.
You know, overall, I enjoyed it. It definitely made me feel some things, specifically about Alex.
Oh, Alex, we got to talk
little
about Alex.
Red flag motherfucker. But it is, as you said, it is filmed, you know, there are some cool shots. They did this thing with the sound, like during an attack that I really liked, where it just like would drop out.
Yeah.
And I thought that was just a very inexpensive way to, I don't know, just make it more...
Heighten the tension, if that's me.
Tension, yes.
There you go. Because you're not, you know, you're only using your oculars, not your audibles.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's getting a little scientific in here.
Or lack of science in my case. But anyway, if you are looking for a horror film, you know, like you just want to in-your-face, blood and guts, you know, because it starts out a little slow. A lot of talking.
I love a slow burn.
But that slow burn sure did make me hate Alex.
Fucking Alex. I should also put, too, I also like movies, especially horror movies, where it's like one or two people in it as well. I love that when they can carry a film. And I think these guys are really good actors.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have much to add other than I also enjoyed it. First time watching it. I don't have the problem.
First time for me, too. Sorry.
I don't have a problem with a slow burn. The only reason I knew what I think was going to happen at some point was because I had to do the thumbnail.
Yeah.
So looking for images, you know, things would pop up.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, okay, I'm guessing there's something to do with a bear in this movie. So, but other than that, I tried to, you know, go in as blind as I could. And like you said, everything else, I agree. I also like that sound part as well. That definitely, because I really believe that is probably in that situation, you know what I mean? You would just, I mean, I can, you know.
Being that scared.
You would be, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. I believe you wouldn't hear anything. You would just be like, you don't even know what the hell's going on. So. Yeah.
And we'll get to that scene, but it's fucking brutal.
It is.
And
I don't, it is.
And we always love when a movie's like, I'm not going to cut away a whole bunch and you're just going to suffer.
Right. No, agreed.
It opens with the droning of flies.
It does.
We're out there in the wilderness, the droning of flies. And then we cut to the parking garage. We're in a parking garage, so that's where we know these are city dwellers. And we see Alex and Jen loading up their car, and they're heading out of the city. Gonna go camping at a provincial park. Now, us Yellow Jacket fans know that Canada, when it comes to the wilderness, is vast. Canadians may also know this. A lot of wilderness.
Explain it to the rest of us.
Yeah. It's a lot of country out there.
There's a lot of country up.
You got to be careful.
North of that, them states.
So they're playing a little silly quiz game in a magazine. A lot of, like, women's interest magazines have these, like, little quizzes in them.
Yeah, I just call it the Cosmo relationship test.
Exactly. And she even said...
Women's interest.
I know, I mean, it's so cheesy, but that's what they call them, right? And there's an important part in this quiz. She talks about how he can never apologize for anything. And he says, but I can light a fire with no matches. And you're kind of like, oh, ha, 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 it's kind of cute. But it's actually kind of foreshadowing.
Mm. Yeah. There's actually two things. He always gets his way.
Yes, always gets his way. Thank
and
you.
He never apologizes.
And so another thing I really like about this movie is the interpersonal dynamics. I think is really interesting. So they get to the ranger station to check in, and the ranger is like, he's our first almost red herring. Where I remember the first time I watched this movie, I was like, is he going to be like a creepy ranger that like follows them? But
just the harbinger.
Just the harbinger. Exactly. So Alex insists he does not need a map, because he just knows this park so well. He went here all the time as a kid. The ranger does give them a little first aid kit with a whistle in it. I know, such a problem. Take the map.
Yeah, take it.
It takes up
what's the big deal?
No space in your backpack.
Yes.
It weighs nothing. Like, it's just a, and we later see, it's just a big dick, you know.
Yeah. I don't need it.
Vibe, you know.
And, you know, like, it's, I don't know the exact statistics, but a lot of us who are into kind of creepy shit and true crime and stuff, a lot of people go missing in parks. You wore a state park shirt. Is that a tie-in to the film?
What? No.
We should have worn our state park shirt.
We should have. We should have. Caleb was once lost in that park, and then his new parents found him.
Were they bears?
I miss my wolf family.
I do, too. The best holidays.
Brother Bear.
Brother Wolf. Anyway, so where did I map? Oh, so, yeah, he doesn't want fucking map. And, oh, yeah, but people get lost in the woods all the time. People, I mean, they unfortunately die. They run out of water. They
fall off cliffs.
They fall off cliffs. They get hurt. They get lost. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, also, and I love parks, and I love our national parks, and everything. So I'm not saying like everybody who goes them are bad, but you know, they're a little ungoverned in a way. The rangers are doing the best they can, but there's a lot of people that they want to live kind of really off of the main thing.
Okay.
And that's, you know, there's places where there's people who have nothing to lose, can be a little scary, a little unpredictable. There can be some creepy people out there. So get the map. And get the bear spray, because bear spray will also work on humans.
Well, yeah, I would assume.
So she's a lawyer, and so she's always busy lawyering on her phone. And she even promises, this is it, last one. She puts it away. He really wants them to be disconnected for this trip.
Yep.
Red flag.
Right.
So first of all, here was a red flag for Sandra. You have to leave your car and get in a canoe and you go across the lake and that's where you camp? No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm not doing that. I would like to camp where my car is so I can get away and where the people are. Would you guys do that? Have you ever done that?
The idea of it sounds really cool, but I also know I want to be close to my cards.
So we can't wait to get murdered. Yes.
I feel like producer Scott and I would venture away from our car and go.
Nice knowing you.
And go into the woods. Well, I'll have a map though, so I'll be okay. I'll give some guy paper cuts to come up on me.
I don't know if I would do it like 3 days away from my car though. Like 3 days of walking.
Yeah.
Seems a little rough to me now.
Yeah.
At this age.
Perhaps.
I wish I had done it like 10 years ago. I think that would be better.
Oh, 10 years ago, I definitely would have done it. I'm talking about right now.
You're
today.
Older and wiser
would
now.
Would I do it?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
I love that you're going to give a creeper a paper cut. Maybe like, a bear.
But there's a dude on YouTube, Joe Robinette, who does like kayak trips.
Where he's legit.
They will fly him in somewhere with a kayak and a backpack, and they'll say, we're picking you up in a week, like 40 miles down here, and he has to kayak and portage all the way there.
Wow.
It's awesome. Portage is when you pick up your kayak and you walk it, because there's.
But I feel like this guy's like probably knows what he's doing.
Joe Robinette,
yeah.
He's no
Alex.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you right now, could never be me. Could never be me. No. So he pokes a little bit of fun at her because she has bear spray. Which I don't think there's anything wrong with having that. And she also has a road flare, which it's like, yes, it's not the type that most people would take camping.
But who gives a shit? What's he got?
Yeah. What's he got? And we also have to keep in mind, she's never been camping before.
But we don't know that yet. That comes up way later. And that was the thing, like when it does come up, like this is her very first camping trip.
And it's so extreme.
This is what you're.
Right.
Paratoshing or whatever you said, like you have to do that, like raise the roof with your kayak?
You're like, yeah, you're right. You do always get your way. Asshole.
Although he does tell her if you're going to have the bear spray, clip it onto your pack on the outside so you can get to it quickly.
Yeah, after shaming her about it, though.
I'm just saying, at least he like tried to give her a little.
He's not a complete monster.
A little help.
Or anything. Yeah. So they're in a tent as well. They're in a tent.
Yep.
You know what I call tents? It's a hot pocket for bears. That's what a tent is.
Hot pocket for bears.
There have been instances where the bear attack happens while the person is in a tent.
Yes.
Hot pocket.
Well, wouldn't that just be nice and then the bear can take it to go?
That's right.
Take you to go.
I mean, Jason Voorhees attacks in tents. Bears attack in tents.
What more do we... All the natural predators...
I was once in a tent over in Tracy, spending a weekend with a friend and his mother. We were tenting, as they would. And we woke up, and it was like kind of grayish, and it ended up being ants all over.
Yeah.
And I remember I was kind of like, when they opened,
outside?
I'm like, they are on the outside, thank God, yeah. But I was like, fuck this place. I'm like, what is this? Excuse my language, but.
Oh, my God. If they were inside the tent.
No.
Your soul left your body.
Nope.
I mean, what if it was it. Maggots?
That would have been.
That's his fear. I'm sorry. I said the M word.
That's okay. That would never happen. I'd have a map, so I'd give them all paper cuts.
Still, so I can get you.
Cut them each in half.
That's right.
Gotcha.
One at a time.
I remember that ant.
That
thing.
Is a horrible story, and I really don't like it. And
there's a lot of ants.
Did you scream?
I probably did. I don't remember exactly. I remember, I don't know.
Yeah. Fucking camping.
Wow.
So then they decide to be cutesy and go skinny dipping. And this is when we realize somebody's watching them from the woods.
Yeah, but again, she doesn't want to go.
She doesn't want to do it. Yeah, and he kind of pushes her.
She doesn't want to do it.
I mean, he just puts his dong in her face. It isn't like that much pressure.
You're right. It's not that bad. Jokes. These are jokes, people.
It can't be that big if he's acting like that much of a shithead, right? He's
You're
making
right.
up for something.
She's probably like, put it away. I'll do anything if you right. put the fuck away.
Get that mushroom out of here. I'm trying to move on.
Don't besmirch mushrooms. Don't bring mushrooms into this. So they get back from the dip. And Alex is going to go gather some firewood with his manly axe. And he comes back and, hello, strange man, talking to Jen. Which would be alarming because they have passed a few people. But they're clearly indicating to us that this is not populated.
Right.
So, and he's Irish. And he's claiming he grew up there. Which Alex was right to be like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. Doesn't exactly...
His name is Brad.
Right. Big, big dick Brad.
Big dick Brad.
Because they have a big dick off.
They do. They do. Do they ever? I called him a rando with fish. Oh.
I called him. You're gonna hate me. I called him lazy skeetorg.
Lazy skeetorg. It's Eric Balfour, fine actor. But you know, it's a little result. He and Skeet could play brothers.
They probably could. I have a note. I'm sorry to go back to something real quick. I forgot the skinny dip part that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of weird. And Scott, you'll probably agree with me on this, I think, being that we are simpatico when it comes to camping type things. they lit a campfire in the middle of the forest.
Correct.
And then they left the campfire to go skinny dipping. Correct. Which typically, I don't think you want to leave a fire unattended.
Never.
Usually anywhere.
And that's also another red flag that
right, okay.
Does he not, fucking know?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of, I was like, wait, the fire? Why you just lit a fire?
Maybe.
I mean, look, I have been guilty of not following all of the safest fire rules when it comes to camping. You know, sometimes there's still some embers in there when I get into the tent at night.
Got it.
But, no, but I agree with you. That was like a fire. You also don't like carry uncleaned fish around with you for however long you want and then just clean them at the campsite.
That was gross.
Not how that works either.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's like, Brad is also giving off some weird vibes.
Very weird. It's not that it's like unwarranted that Alex is sort of
posturing.
Yeah. Because Brad is, I mean, he keeps just pushing.
He really has a problem with Alex.
Really pushing, but then being like super flirty, you know, with Jen.
Yeah.
Well, he's got that horrible line where they're asking to tell you what they do.
Oh.
And then he's it's like, man, you do manual labor. And he's like, are you a Mexican?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, dude, what the hell?
Yeah, so he's throwing off these vibes that's like, ew, what the fuck
is going on with you? Dublin dude is a jerk.
He is a jerk.
By the way, that actor, he's from L.A., by the way. He's not.
Okay.
No, he's not. Yeah, I've known Eric Balfour since the 90s. Yes. And apparently it's illegal to fish there. And he's also just kind of like wink, 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 kind of a charming Irishman and I will do whatever I want. So, he butchers and guts the fish right there, which is super not what you do.
Where would you do it?
You do it by the water or if in a more populated place, a fish cleaning station, right? But I mean, typically you won't do it right there.
Fish cleaning stations out there.
Yeah. But I mean, you don't do it.
Especially if it's illegal to fish.
Yes. But you don't do it like just right there in front of everybody. Like that's.
But he also just like stands up, turns around, and takes a piss in their campground.
How awful was that?
Yeah.
He's like marking his territory.
Yeah, that was
awful.
It was weird. That was weird.
Yeah. And so he, and like you can kind of see there's like a little bit of tension with like Jen's a lawyer and that he's almost a little bit ashamed to talk about that he's a landscaper. And, you know, he's kind of seems a little embarrassed, a little hesitant. And she's even like, he's really talented and
he's starting his own business. Or, right.
Yeah. Trout, let it all out, Trout.
Very nice, very nice.
But
that jewel.
But yeah, so it's kind of like, it's kind of like he's embarrassed, and she's trying to cover him. This is obviously a sore subject, probably come up before,
right?
And then we know later from a conversation they have that he seems like he's a little bit of a ne'er-do-well, as they say. So I can't blame him for being a little like pissed at Jen for inviting the guy to like have dinner with them. And I put in my notes, I'm not that nice. Like I wouldn't, I'd be like, okay, well, we'll see you out there. Bye, partner. Like I'm not going to invite the random man to dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Who knows? Maybe she thought she was doing a nice thing. Maybe she felt pressured.
We don't know this yet, but her first camping trip, she doesn't know camping etiquette.
That's true. But I mean, it's still a random stranger.
It is. No, it absolutely is.
And there's that really tense moment where Brad's going to leave. And then he's like, oh, wait.
You dropped this.
Oh, my God. Here's
your chonies.
Here's her underwear. But no, when he says to Alex, hey, earlier, you said there was a misunderstanding. Oh my God. It's the most uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah.
It is so like, I mean, I love it. I love uncomfortable conversations in movies and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's the real horror.
It was a good scene.
And it turns out Brad says that he leads like eco tours.
Yeah.
And I thought he was lying.
Right.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, You know, I thought everything he said.
He's just some grifter. Yeah.
Just some guy living out.
Hilariously, he was actually telling the truth.
I mean, but it's weird that when he asked him, like, how much do you get for that? And he was like, I don't know, whatever they pay me or whatever you say.
Yeah, he says, I don't know.
And he did it a couple times. And like, yeah. I don't know.
He's like, I know.
I only know. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Smarmy.
I only know how much they pay me.
And he's like trying to clock Alex on how to get down the waterfall. Oh, I would take this beautiful, wonderful girl to these places.
Oh, to go see the waterfall, which the ranger had told him was closed for the season.
Yeah. So, I mean, just a great, great scene around that campfire. It's kind of like how there's a lot of great scenes happen around dinner tables. This is the equivalent of that.
Okay, so do you think Alex was not intending to go to the trail since it was closed?
No, he absolutely was.
You think so?
I think he just wanted to throw Brad off. We lead hectic lives, and we just want to relax. Like, he didn't want Brad to, like, invite himself along. Yeah,
show up.
Try to guide them.
You don't think Brad coaxed him into taking her because he was so like, well, you should really be doing this? He's like, I know, but it's closed.
He was definitely trying to call him out a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
So now they're walking. It's the next day, trying to go further out, and we see the bear footprint, which he hides from her.
That's when I would when I would turn around.
Yeah.
And not just that, he sees the bear and then like decides like, oh.
Yeah.
We're going off trail.
There's a nice
it's this way.
Clear trail and then there's like a game trail.
Right.
And he's like, "Oh, we're taking this." And she's like, "I knew you'd say that one." and he hurt his foot when he got out of the canoe or whatever.
Yes, he dropped the canoe on his toe. Yeah.
And the foot is actually quite hurt.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Toenail.
Nasty toenail.
Yeah, get a nice little toenail
removal. Yep.
It's like all gooey and gross. It's a dirty sock.
Been there.
And also, like, Scott, when we were watching that, he's like, does that mean he didn't change his socks that night? And I was like, that is also the real horror. But he kept on that fucking sock.
You only have so many changes of clothes, probably. So.
Yeah, but you could have a chicken there. You could have mold in there.
I feel like you still bring enough socks for the amount of days that you're going to be there, plus one extra.
You know, when you're packing that kind of thing, you're probably packing wool, so you don't have to change it as often, because wool is naturally antimicrobial. So
Caleb and I are like, no, we're going to the cabin.
You're walking all day in that?
Yeah. You can go out with producer Scott and your one pair of socks.
Right.
And enjoy life.
One pair of undies.
Sandra, that you'll leave by.
Sandra, you and I are going to hang out. We're going to eat microwave popcorn. We're going to have candy.
We're going someplace with a microwave.
There you go.
Oh, my
goodness. We'll go glamping.
How's glamping. We'll see you at the lodge.
We'll be doing this.
Recording. What do you call it?
I don't remember what you called it.
You two will be skinny dipping together.
And leaving your underwear hither and thither.
Wearing the same pair of socks for the entire 4 days you're out there.
You and your
all little mushrooms flapping in the wind.
You and your woolens.
My woolen socks.
So that night, there's sounds outside the tent, and it sounds like somebody's throwing things.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
That was weird. Right.
So again, you're thinking like, oh, it's fucking Brad. It's
fucking Brad being a weird child and throwing shit.
Yeah.
Then they wake up and there's a broken branch and Jen's like, I want to go. That. I think she wants to go.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the first time she wants to go.
I believe so.
And he's like,
so who do we think it was? What do we think it was?
The bear.
The bear is throwing things at the tent?
I don't know if it was throwing stuff or if it was like maybe bothering the trees and stuff. So things were falling down.
Hmm. Because it was like acorns, and then he's like, that's no acorn.
Yeah. Isn't
that's
that also.
No moon.
Exactly.
Scott, you've missed some prime comedy while you stepped outside for a minute.
We talked about the fact that the campers, again, you and I, you wear the wool socks. You don't have to bring so many socks because you can rewear wool.
No, because I mentioned how you were horrified that Alex didn't change his socks that night.
You change your socks at night. That is what you do when you can. You change them at night before you go to bed.
No. Every night?
Every night. Absolutely.
But if you wear the wool because the wool has got those antimicrobial.
It's not about the microbialness. It's about the moisture. You want to put on dry socks at night, and your socks are never dry after you've walked all day in them.
So that's why you have... That's why you
get foot rust.
Especially that's why you have trench foot.
I like sloshy
foot. That's why you get one pair of socks for every night you're going to be there, plus one extra.
I think you can find, like, merino wool
things. Throw out the map if you have to. Make room for the socks.
Fuck that map. We took it all back. Okay, so now when you go camping, Scott's going to bring you extra socks.
That's fine. As long as he carries them, that's fine.
Oh my God, just wear them like as a necklace.
I mean, I have them stuffed in my pants usually.
My friend's piece.
Here's my cod piece for the first night.
Throw that on the fire. So that day.
Dick Brad, check this out.
Brad could never. So that day, they also find the rotting deer carcass, which I said probably smells like Alex's foot.
Yeah.
That's were you okay?
That had some M's.
Oh, it's fine.
M's on it.
Did it? I didn't see any.
Yeah, it's some M's.
Yeah. Oh, I was looking. Okay.
For me, that's like, I would have, because I love bones, I would have dragged that thing home. That's a whole deer, or like, I don't know what they have in Canada, an elk.
There's a lot about me I realize I haven't told you before now.
It's about your trench foot.
My trench foot. But I used to go to summer camp at Spring Lake every year.
I knew you went to summer camp, okay. And I knew you were a counselor.
And I was, yeah, so I was a kid camper, as they call us. And then you graduate as you get older, right?
Yeah.
But there was a dead skunk one summer. And over the course of the summer, it slowly
desiccated.
Yeah, and so it got to the point where the bones were there, and I took the
bones. Fuck yeah, you did.
And I put them in a baggie.
I have a bone collection. That's what creepy people do.
What happened to them?
I think I planted them again, trying to grow another skunk.
Watering it every day
in a pot, in a terracotta pot.
Dad, my skunk tree won't bloom.
Why do I have a skunk?
To the gods of Pepe Le Pew.
Your dad's like, stay away from there. That's skunk weed.
That's skunk weed, exactly.
No. So she's like thirsty, and they're walking, and he's like, "Don't worry, at the lake we're gonna have plenty of water. I've got drops." So they also don't have enough water,
yeah,
which is a big problem.
Big
talking about, yeah. A lot of folks run into that. It's so scary, because he's relying on this lake that he wants to get to. And there's like, this is where I have to come in a little bit as a tiny bit of an Alex apologist, a tiny bit, because you know, like when you're so excited about something and you want to share it with somebody, you know, he's kind of doing that thing. And I think that's why he comes off a little asshole-ish. He has some other issues, but you know, like we've all been there where you're like, oh, I'm so excited, I want to show you this thing, I want to show you this movie, I want to show you this place, and he's trying to make it really special, but you know, it kind of comes off a little obnoxious.
Okay, real talk, I think that she is being an apologist because she sees a lot of me in him. I think that she sees us like, this would be Scott, this would absolutely be Scott.
I will say Scott would take the map. Scott would take the map.
I would take the map. I would take the map.
I also don't think you'd go off trail.
Yeah.
Not with me. Not with Sandra.
I think
if it's Scott. I really, there's a couple of spots that are, that I know of in life that you have to go off the trail to get to.
Right.
And so.
But what if you don't have to go off trail to get to it?
Well, then no, I would stay on the trail.
Stay on trail and still get there.
It goes without saying Neil would go off the trail.
I mean, I wouldn't take deliberate. I wouldn't take just a shortcut for the sake of taking a shortcut.
Right.
But if that's the way to get there, I don't know. I think that he's an asshole, but I also see a lot of myself in him.
He's like, there is some parts of it that's like understanding, and then we find out why it's
right. He's got this whole plan.
He's got his whole plan. However, still has other issues. And I mean, like, that's really scary again, you know. And then, I mean, just that moment when you realize they come over the rise and you're expecting the lake,
yeah,
and it's just forest.
Vast trees.
And it's, again, it's a nice tension builder leading up to it. And the look on his face, I mean, I also love in horror movies, a little trope that I love is when the person that's supposed to be like the guide or the mentor is like, I don't fucking know. That's such a bad thing. Like, that's so scary. And that's kind of like what he's doing. Like,
Their food got eaten.
Their food got eaten.
How about that? The bear got the food.
Might have been the raccoon and the bear. That's right. We did see a raccoon.
Alex did put it in a tree like he's supposed to, but it still got... Yeah.
They were in cahoots.
They got eaten. Or Brad was following him the whole time. Who knows? Brad and the bear.
Brad and the bear. That's the sequel, Brad and the bear. So yeah, we're lost. She's digging for her phone, even though there's probably no service. And this was so rude. Right. He kept her phone in the car.
Yeah. He intentionally took it out.
And she even says, I didn't reach for my phone once.
Yeah.
The worst
and
part.
And she goes off on him.
Oh.
She goes off.
This fight, that awkwardness, I live for this fucking fight. I was like, I was ready for it. It's so juicy.
She's all, you're a fucking loser. You always have to show off. You always fuck up everything.
I did audible, like,
I was like.
Clutch my pearls.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
It's a good fight. Yeah. It's a good fight.
Because you say, like, okay, there's probably a past.
This has happened
past before. History here.
Yeah.
This is, you know, maybe he's done a whole bunch of harebrained get rich quick schemes and, you know, these sorts of things.
Yeah.
I don't know. So their fight's so good. I said that. And if you noticed, Scott pointed out, he didn't apologize.
Right.
She apologized.
Yeah. But this is where you find out that this is her very first camping trip.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, why
couldn't we do something simple?
Yeah. Just start. Well, again, you're never, ever, I don't care how nice that view is. Like, I don't think you're ever going to get her to go out again.
I would agree because, you know?
But he probably thinks he is because he always gets his way. So.
Right. He'll pressure her into it.
You've done it before.
He's got that grand plan going, and I think...
With the proposal.
And he's expecting it to be like, this lake will be our place, she'll love it, because this whole thing, we'll come back here, you know what I mean? It's a whole thing.
I see.
I think
he's... As misguided as it was, because he hasn't been there in so long, and he didn't... what happens when you have the map and you're lost? Then it doesn't do you any good. But I guess you're saying he wouldn't have gotten lost if he had the map.
Right, if you're checking the map.
But he wouldn't have checked it anyway. He would have just...
He wouldn't have checked it anyway, but maybe they could backtrack somewhat with the map, right?
I don't know.
If you don't know where you are...
I don't know how maps work.
If you don't know where you are on the map, how do you get to it?
I think you could figure it out. I think... I made a mistake at, like, maybe the first fork. You could probably kind of, like, hopefully remember kind of where you went and kind of figure out your...
But that's what they did, and he got lost again.
Yeah.
They tried to backtrack. Yeah.
It's like us in the corn maze. Okay, we have the map.
Remember? We had the map. That's a good corn memory.
We almost didn't make it out.
Actually, that's a very good analogy.
Yeah.
Screaming for help.
Calling Neil a fucking loser.
You always fuck up everything. You remember Macy, you were there.
We almost ate Macy, sorry, but
we all got together and we're like, what if we just eat Macy?
She'll put up the least amount of fight.
Could take her wheel, hold down a leg. But no, it's
I'd protest a little bit.
Give me an arm.
I'm hungry now.
Give me a wing. I don't know how to read a fucking map. Who am I, Indiana Jones?
I
love maps. I love to look at them, but I don't.
But also, that's why I'm not going out 3 days, you know, a 3 days walk and a canoe ride.
No, we will go to Standish Hickey, where it is nice in a circle, and
there you go.
We're happy there.
Half it's closed, apparently.
you just follow the paved stuff, and you're good.
he wanted to propose to her. Very sweet. They go to sleep, and there's a legit bear outside their tent. Nice, tense scene. The bear is sniffing
sort
around.
Sort of like a shadow.
Pressing in.
She's like kind of just putting...
All of Freddy.
Yes.
Pressing in. And they didn't wake up, which is really fun. It's like, they didn't wake up.
They're tired.
Next day, she's officially out of water. They find a bear bed.
They do find the bear bed, And they're like, we're going to go this direction.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what you should say. We just keep walking until it's dark.
Yeah.
And try to get as far away as we can.
I mean, what else could you do at that time? I mean, as she says, it's a provincial park. I mean, it has to lead out at some point. At the campfire, we finally get an apology from Alex. She decides she wants to see the ring. And then she's like, no, I want to wait. It's kind of cute. They kind of have a cute moment. They have no food.
Is that where they almost bang?
Yes.
Yes. They have no food, but they have each other. And then I said, let's do Lost in the Woods sex. The bear doesn't like it.
It's just, yeah. So
question
hot.
For you guys.
So hot.
Yeah. Let's get, I mean, we're probably going to die out
no
here.
No water.
We're going to have dysentery.
Oh, they're drinking the champagne.
That was kind of funny. Yeah. question for you guys. So the bear is like near. I would not go in that fucking tent if the bear's around. Scott and I talked about that. It's like, no, we're getting this fire going, roaring as high as we can, and we're going to take shifts like sleeping. Like, because no animal, human or otherwise, likes fire. I mean, I'm not going to go into the fucking Hot Pocket tent and then they can just roast me over the top of it like Jiffy Pop.
Okay. Like,
am I wrong? Don't go in the tent. See what's happening.
What would you do in the wilderness? That's a great, great plan.
Yep.
I also think they're really tired, and I think they are like best case scenario-ing how bad the situation is.
Maybe the bear will just leave.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, bear attacks are not common.
Right.
They do happen.
Right.
So the thought, of course, being we're out of the bear's vision. Right. Granted, they can smell, obviously, but
really
you know
well.
What I mean? And he's look around, there'll be no more food here, so he'll just move along, you know? And unfortunately,
no.
The bear is really hungry.
Yeah, the bear wants a hot meal.
Yes.
This is what the bear wants. So now it's the morning, and we have the bear attack, which is, oh my God, like we talked about, it's so brutal.
Yeah.
It's so brutal. The bear enters the goddamn tent. And, of course, leading up to it, he's, like, basically praying, like, go away, bear, go away. Jen gets a swipe. Alex is spurting blood and panicking.
Right.
Just shin, I guess, he gets, right?
I think yeah.
Big bite because the bone's sticking out. I think it was the shin.
And she's, like, trying to calm him down.
He's panicking.
Yeah.
He does a really good job. He's like, yeah. I can't feel my foot.
It's like, Jen, I can't feel my foot. Oh, my God, it's so horrifying.
Yeah.
And then the bear rips him out of the tent.
Yeah.
And she has to listen
yes.
to her love of her life screaming as he's being eaten alive and telling her to run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they get the good, like, what is it?
His lip was hanging down on the one side of his face.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So that's good. Your wife's name.
That is my wife's name. That's right.
Well, the bear goes for his tender midsection.
Ooh,
just like the deer.
And that's, isn't that like really like what bears do?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, they go for that. A lot of animals do.
I think that's, yeah.
That's like animal 101.
Standard like predator thing.
Standard carnivore predator behavior.
I mean, a lot of times, like the, when they go, like the neck
or
is
the
kind
jugular.
Of the first thing. Yeah, and then they eventually get to.
I think it's either this
two,
or that.
But I don't know, this or that. But he was definitely clawing his face or biting, if not, because half of his face was torn up.
Every time I've seen like dead animals in like nature and stuff. So I do hike. I do like nature and all that. I just don't want to immerse myself in it for days. It's usually the stomach ripped out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's definitely easy stuff to get to.
Yeah.
You know? So, but there's no lie. That was brutal. It was intense. Like, I literally think my heart started racing a little bit faster.
Oh, yeah. My jaw's on the floor.
In that scene.
And then this is where you get that whole sound thing where they just drop the sound out. All you see is all this movement and, you know.
Right.
You can see their mouth screaming or whatever. But it's just very effective.
Very effective. I mean, what would you do? And poor Jen, she never asked for fucking any of this. And now what does she have? She has a ring. Out in the middle of which is a ring and a flare.
A ring and a flare.
And a whistle.
and a whistle.
A ring and a flare, which she forgets about at one point.
Yeah, she's got a lot going on. And like you said, it could be the starvation and the thirst.
Maybe, yeah. But at one point, I'm like, what happened to the whistle?
Where's the whistle?
Yeah.
The chopper passes.
Oh, when she's sleeping in a tree?
Jen makes her run for
it. That made my back hurt
just looking at that idea, thinking
I'm just gonna sleep up in this tree
and I mean
overnight.
Like bears can climb trees
they can climb trees
but maybe it was kind of a lightweight tree, so maybe like the bear.
Oh, so easier for the bear to knock it down.
Just pull it out. Oh, just like in Sweetheart.
Sweetheart's yeah. thinking the same thing. Like, I shake the log, something comes out. Yeah, I shake the tree,
food there, comes there's out. My meat, there's my happy meal.
Yep.
So, again, poor Jen, I say she never asked for any of this. So, the bear does not like the whistle. She remembers she has the whistle. She whistles at the bear. Really great dizzying shots at the waterfall. She makes it to the waterfall and she goes down the right side.
Yeah.
She listened to their conversation.
Yep. That's good.
But you can see why it's closed is because there's not like a lot of footfalls or anything. But she scrambles down. Oh, and that crunch.
Yeah, when she drops and breaks her ankle.
Messes up the ankle, yeah.
That it shows how smart she is. Like, she's a real person. But it shows how smart she is that she makes a splint.
Yeah. Like, immediately.
Yeah, because, like, what are you going to do?
With an extra pair of socks. Because she had two pairs of socks on.
Socks. That's why you need them, to make a splint, Neil. So
she was wearing them both, though.
And I do appreciate, like, when she puts on the splint and it, like, she screams.
Yeah.
Because how many times in movies do people do that? And they're like wincing. And it's like, bro, it's your leg.
Mm-hmm.
The big bone. It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With lots of things being pulled the wrong direction and not good.
Not
painful.
Good. Painful. She uses her flare to see at night.
Yep.
She's really looking like hell at this point.
Not looking good.
She probably has a lot of bacterial infections.
Especially on her feet.
She's
not changing her socks.
Yeah.
She's getting a little woozy.
Yeah. And I assume she's basically at this point figuring this is probably my last night. Yeah. It's either now or never. So use the flare.
Use
I got
flare.
No food. I got no water. There's a bear hunt on my
trail. The bear probably will stay away from the flare.
Right.
Bear flare. Not rest. And she keeps fucking going. I'm so proud of her. She keeps going. And then she sees the canoe.
Yeah.
Thank God. She gets in the canoe. She gets across. Oh, hi, Brad.
Oh, hi, Brad.
Right. He is actually a tour guide or whatever.
Yeah. Hmm. And he's like, what the? I know her.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, I finally get to save her. Like, I always wanted to do.
Exactly. He's like, I've been wanting to do this.
My plan all along. And that's when I was like, you know what? I bet he was the bear.
Oh my God, he's Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant. He was the bear.
He was the bear.
He's Midsummer. He's in the bear.
The whole time, and that was his whole plan, was like, I'm going to get Jen.
I was expecting in the true story for them to be married now, those two to be together.
And Brad.
That would be awesome.
Now, it turns out the real story.
It's written by Brad. He's the hero of the story.
The real story happened in 2005 in Canada. It was actually the genders were switched in the couple.
Right. So
the man that survived and the wife passed away.
Right. And they were actually married.
Yeah, they were married.
Oh.
And
but they weren't that deep out. They were like.
Yeah.
It's right over there. I think he like carried her for an hour or so to another campsite or to a canoe, went to another campsite. And then they were boating out, I think, and then she died in the boat.
So sad.
Wow.
And they, from the article that I read, it might be the same as that one, they actually called it a predatory black bear.
Yeah.
Like, that had been, I don't know what was going on. I mean, the only reason it would do that is because it needs a food source, and it had found, like, gay people.
Or some cocaine.
This is the cocaine bear's origin story. Because Alex had cocaine, he had a little bump on him.
Yeah.
That is the story of Backcountry.
It took Brad's cocaine.
Brad's cocaine.
It's all Brad's fault.
It is.
Unicorn.
You're a unicorn. Well, hey, we actually, go figure, have a game for y'all.
We never have a game. How did that happen?
I know.
That's crazy.
We even have a bumper. Well, our game tonight is something we've never done before. We're going to give this a shot and see what happens. We are doing a crossword puzzle.
Not any crossword puzzle. The Fangoria Magazine crossword puzzle.
That's right.
So I have done a few of these in my day, and they are hard. Or at least all the ones I've done have been hard, or maybe my skills are not that skillful.
Okay.
But I think they are. We know a lot.
We do. We have a decent knowledge of especially combine all of us of the horror. But we'll see what happens. This one obviously is called Memorable Titles.
Yeah.
So at least we know it's a title of a horror film.
Yeah.
And we're going to do our best. Scott will we'll read the question, or Scott can read it to us if
you
want.
Can you not read it?
It's a little hard to read, but I can read
it. I don't know if Caleb, I guess she can see it or not. Okay.
Okay. So One Across, and of course you can change to any of these at any time,
yeah.
But One Across is Canadian kids and a space monster.
Mac and me.
I think it's a few more letters than that.
Mac and me. What's that one?
A space monster.
What's that one that's been on Shudder? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Psycho Gorman.
Psycho Gorman. Was he an alien?
Yes, I think he was.
Is this Psycho Gorman was. Fit?
Wait, hold on. Let's try this. Psycho. Why am I the one now having to
I
spell?
Know. I don't think
this is a problem.
C-H-O.
Gore. Man.
G-O-R-M-A-N.
Yeah, I mean, it fits.
Do you guys want to roll
Let's double check this, because two down is Joan Crawford versus Axe Murderer.
Holy cripes.
Joan Crawford versus Axe Murderer. That's a long title. I know some Joan Crawford movies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's come back to it.
Baby okay. Jane. How about three Dan? New Dan Stevens.
He's an author, right? The one who did the books.
Cuckoo.
Oh, okay.
Cuckoo. No, Dan Stevens was the... And he's in the Cuckoo movie we really want to
see. Is that K-O-O-C-O-O-K-O-O? Yeah. Okay, well then wait, that...
Is that right? Yeah, Cuckoo. I think that's right.
What is he?
No, he's an actor. And he's in Cuckoo that we're excited to watch.
We have another Joan Crawford versus Caveman. Four letter title.
What's with all this Joan Crawford?
The writer of this likes Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford versus Caveman. I don't know.
I don't know.
We're kind of screwed there, huh?
Yeah, we're kind of fucked. Okay, this game's done. No, I'm just
okay.
kidding.
What's the next? Well, we're having a little trouble with that. That's okay.
Fine. Okay.
11 Across, Francis Coppola Experiment, five letters.
Oh my God, what was the name of that fucking movie? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do, because it's not terrible. That old. It's not
it
that
was
long.
Terrible.
Was it?
Sorry, Francis. Rest in peace.
I remember Experiment because he wanted to like do like live editing or something.
Yes,
and it didn't work out, so he had to make a movie.
And
out
Val
of it.
Kilmer's in it.
Yes,
it's awful.
Fuck! It's like a candy.
It's like Nyx or something.
Yeah, Twix.
Yeah.
Or Twix.
How do you spell that?
Yeah, KT.
What? KT?
No, I'm sorry. No.
XT. Yeah, XT.
Twixt. Okay. Yes. So I will say you chat. They can't see chat. Chat does have some suggestions.
I can see chat.
Okay, let's do their suggestions last.
Okay,
see how far we can get on our own.
Okay,
then we'll go back.
So then let's check out eight down. Eight down is Jessica Harper classic.
Oh, Suspiria.
Oh yeah, I was like Jessica Harper.
Okay, I think Twixt is right then.
Oh, we're good.
Yeah, Twixt.
Nine Across is psycho-esque 1976 title starting with an S.
Psycho-esque 1976.
Stalker.
Ooh.
1976. Does Stalker fit?
Is that a movie?
That sounds like Psycho-esque.
S-T-A-L. No.
No.
Don't know.
Psycho-esque film.
Okay, let's go to five down.
Yeah.
Which is Space Vampires Retitle.
Space Vampires?
Space Vampires.
Retitle?
Yeah. So
a John Carpenter movie.
No, that was... They weren't space vampires, were they?
No, maybe they weren't. Somebody's...
Okay.
Attack on Precinct something.
Space Vampires. Okay, what Space Vampires movies do we know?
I don't know any.
Vampires in Space. Life Force?
It fits.
Let's roll with it.
That was suggested by Mark Vision's Truth.
All right, Mark.
Okay.
So Nine Across starts with an S and maybe ends with an O. Do you have any guesses
Psycho-esque
now?
Psycho-esque film.
That starts with an S.
S and ends with an
it's,
O.
It's Psycho.
Psycho.
Does the chat have any suggestions on that one?
No suggestions on this one.
Not on that one.
Okay, let's come back to it.
All right.
So far, I'm just seeing one for the Joan Crawford.
I really want to get that Joan Crawford one.
Okay, 12 Across is 1981 Mine Monsters.
Mine?
Oh,
the...
M-I-N-E.
They Live?
No, wait, was Late Shift? Was that?
Oh, Mine, like M-I-N-E?
Yes.
Oh, oh late, not from 81, that though. You're thinking of the Spielberg one.
Stephen King one.
With the giant rat.
Right.
Or rats, okay. Whatever they were.
Was that in a mine, though?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Just... That was in the 90s, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only mine movie I know is My Bloody Valentine.
But this is Mine Monsters.
Fuck.
M-I-N-E.
The killer was a monster.
He was such a monster.
And it's the right year, practically. Maybe a little closerly. Mine Monsters.
Remember when he giggles at the end of that movie?
What's the title of the movie you're thinking of?
My Bloody Valentine.
I don't think it's that.
Doesn't fit.
Night Shift, Caleb. Is that what it is, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Does that fit?
No. But I was...
Night Shift.
Well, I mean, if Life Force is wrong...
It's the wrong year.
I was just trying to think of that.
Yeah. I mean, Night Shift does fit if Life Force is wrong.
Life Force ain't wrong.
But Night Shift is the wrong year.
We can come back to it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seven Down. New Nick Cage.
Arcadia.
Yes,
thank you.
Which looks good.
Starts with the A.
How do you spell Arcadia?
A-R-C-A-D-I-A-N.
Doesn't fit.
Arcadian?
Yeah, if it's Arcadian, yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't that look good, you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. People didn't go see it this week.
I just haven't seen it in movies.
I think it looks really cool.
Last Shift's Do-Over. The one that they released a new version of.
Five letters with a D in the middle?
Start with an M.
Last Shift. Oh, it's Malum?
Yeah, Malum.
Malum.
Then I don't think it's Arcadian.
Okay. Malum? It was Malum, right?
It's not Mad Something.
It's not Arcadium. Ah.
Nick Cage.
This is weird.
M-A-L-U-M?
Yeah.
Malum.
I don't know why this is being like this. Okay, there we go.
I feel like that's right.
Yeah. It's kind of, I haven't seen that, but I saw Night Shift and I liked it. And I'm still just curious why they remade their own movie. I need to know more about
that. It's supposed to be a gorier and scarier is what I heard.
Okay, let's bring it.
Anyway.
Interesting.
So the new Nick Cage
one.
What was he in?
What was the one he just did with the vampire?
Renfield.
That doesn't fit.
Nope.
I mean, it does fit, but it doesn't work with Malum.
Pretty sure Malum was right. That was the name of it, wasn't it?
I thought so. Oh my god, we're
what's
so
the other stars. One, Scott, going down way up there?
Four Down is synonymous with folk horror.
That's gotta be Wicker Man.
That's the Wicker Man. You have to say it right, please.
The Wicker Man.
The Wicker Man?
Yeah. The Wicker Man. The best fucking movie ever.
What is happening?
Ticker.
The Ticker Man.
No. The Wicker Man.
That's a life of its own.
Okay, so that seems like Malum is probably right then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 12 Across, 1981 Mind Monsters. It has an E in the third place.
Oh my god, now it's fucking Wheel of Fortune, yeah.
Does the chat have any
Mark? It's not my spelling, it's this this thing. It's just
some ghost
shut up.
Machine.
Shut up. Don't make me mute you.
Mute you.
I'll put you on timeout.
Any chat help on that one?
No.
Okay. No. What do they say? Okay.
What do they say for Joan?
Okay. So
Two Down.
Yeah.
But what was the clue again, Scott?
It's Joan Crawford versus Axe Murder.
Christy said Straitjacket.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Straitjacket. Yes, that's the one.
Does it fit?
Where
though?
she finds her.
Wait. Unless I'm just really bad at spelling again.
S T R A I G H T.
No, that's too short. I mean, yeah, there's not enough.
Wait, that doesn't fit.
Try S-T-R-A-I-G.
Unless they spelled it some funny way.
G-H-T.
Yeah.
Maybe it's S-T-R-A-I-T, like Straight Jacket.
Maybe. Maybe it's spelled differently.
Is it named after someone named Straight? R-A-I-T?
Like George Straight?
I mean, it could be.
Yeah. George Strait rented the straitjacket out in Texas. So now what's that one?
Joan Crawford versus Caveman.
With an...
With a T.
Thought.
Tomb. Tome.
No, O is on, over there. O is in the third.
O's in the cuckoo. Theo. Thou.
Tool.
Trot. Trot.
His caveman made
trot.
Trust.
Trot.
Trust. Oh, okay. It looks like Comics, Coffee, and Metal has a suggestion. I'm guessing this is for 12 Across.
What is it?
What is it?
The Boogans.
The Bogans?
No, The Boogans. I know that film, yeah. B-O-O-G.
I've never seen that one. Is it good?
It's schlocky. Very schlocky.
G-I-N-S.
G-E-N-S. I mean, that fits.
I think it's I-N-S.
Yeah, I think it's I-N-S.
But yeah.
I always thought it was the Bogans.
Oh, I always pronounce
okay.
it Bogans.
But I've never seen it. So
that seems like it might be. Oh, we have Army Beef followed by Christy right away. Trog.
Oh.
Okay.
Of course
she was in Trog? I didn't know that.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What's Trog?
The Joan Crawford caveman one.
No, I know that part.
Oh, Trog is straight. Look it up. It looks really campy.
Is that when she became
Trog? Straight jacket is the one where she finds her husband with another woman in bed and she kills him.
Yes.
But is that how you spell it? Why is it that weird spelling?
I think it's because that's how you actually spell straight jacket.
No.
Well, we're not going to argue now.
Yeah, we've got to finish this puzzle.
Okay. So what is a Psycho-esque 1976 title that is six letters, starts with S, ends in O? Other than S-C-I-C-K-O.
Sicko. That is a movie.
Sicko.
Sicko's a movie.
Take it.
Throwing shit out there.
That doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
S-I-C-K.
Oh, yeah.
Sicko.
S-I-C-K.
Sicko. Screw.
There is up top. You can reveal or check if you need help. You can reveal letter by letter or if you want a little help.
Okay, should I do this? I think I should do this secretly, don't you?
No, because we want a clue.
Yeah, they give us the next letter. So you go to reveal and hit next letter or whatever it is. Reveal.
Reveal letter. Okay.
Yeah.
C. S-C. We don't know if it's S actually, but we're guessing it's S.
Sicko.
And it has to be because Siri is right.
Yeah.
No cheating. Army Beef is mad.
Scow.
We're not cheating. We're getting a little help.
Yeah, come on now. We can't keep doing this all night.
Since the chat's not helping us on this.
No, they haven't gotten like half of the words or anything.
Scrappo.
Scrap the clown. I want another letter. I don't care.
Oh, Army Beef's talking to chat to not cheat. I see.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Okay.
Yeah, give us another letter.
Another letter?
Reveal
okay.
Vanna. What do we got?
H.
School?
S-C-H.
No. The fuck? School?
I
don't know what this is.
Maybe life force.
Shiko? I'm going to reveal another letter.
Yeah. Schizo.
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 That's not a very nice word.
That's not a nice thing to say.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
It was a movie title, though.
So then we have Seven Down, New Nick Cage. It has an L and a G in it.
What are Mr. Cage's recent films? How can we not remember any of these? The problem is there's so many of them.
He's prolific.
I mean, he really has done a lot. Oh, wait, what's the one?
It's not Willy's Wonderland.
Yeah, it was
it's
okay.
Not the color in the, not the color in the
color.
Show. That's a
night.
That's a Foo Fighters album.
The space, the color between us. What was
it? The color of space.
See, now and out. Okay.
What could be? What has
it's not Mandy.
G?
It's not
at the end of it.
Pig. Or what was the one he did with the pig?
Yeah, that's not a horror film, though. They sold it like it was, but I mean, it's a really good movie. You guys should check it out if you haven't. But
this is the last one, guys.
It's like it's new Nick Cage.
All right, give us a letter.
I want a letter.
We want which letter do we want?
The red
first
one.
You want the first one? L.
That doesn't help.
Wow.
Well, see. Last.
I don't think there's a new one that's like that.
I want another letter. Fuck all this.
Oh.
Oh.
Coffee comics, coffee metal.
Long legs?
Oh yeah.
Long legs. Yes. I didn't know he's in that.
Yeah, he is.
I didn't know he was either.
So you're close. Some letters are incorrect.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, it is an EN. It is comics, coffee, and metal was right. It is an EN, not an IN.
Oh, okay. So we were right. We just spelled
it. Well, we also got cuckoo wrong.
I think we just spelled it wrong.
Well, yeah.
I think it's supposed to be a U. No, not two U's. Let's see there. Yeah. A C. Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
27 Oh, no, it's because it was.
I was like, did we just fall into like a time?
Minutes. I'm like, wow.
That did.
That was about it.
Did it take 27 minutes?
Well, yeah, it's 8:27.
That would have been 8 o'clock, so.
Dang.
All right, well, okay. Clearly we need some practice.
We need some practice, but I think we did decently.
We did okay, yes.
Yeah, right. I'm not ashamed.
Thank you for all your help.
Yeah, that was everyone. that was fun, chat.
All right, we'll do another one sometime. That was really fun.
Yeah, I'm going to go change my socks now.
Please change your socks.
They're quite moist. What's next, wondering? Next? All right, in celebration of the upcoming 45th anniversary of Dawn of the Dead, we are going to watch it. And then we are going to talk about it 2 weeks from tonight. It's very exciting. Dawn of the Dead. I haven't seen it in a few years, so.
I haven't seen it in a while either.
Yeah, that'd be fun to watch again. So that's going to be
I love it.
Dawn of the Dead from 19... Well, technically it was released in 78, but apparently it hit the States in 79.
When there's no more room in hell.
That's
the
right.
The dead will walk the earth.
They will walk the earth indeed, and we will greet them wholeheartedly with hands and arms asplay.
Akimbo. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayoria Crossword.
Yeah, in 1 minute. Bye.
The Culture is filmed before a live studio audience in Santa Rosa, California. Check out the video version of this podcast on YouTube, or find us online at theculture.com. We appreciate you listening and hope you can leave some positive comments. Thanks again and talk with you soon.
Neil a fucking loser.
You looked back up everything.